Rakachoto, and afterwards he comes and does the chet, after he was removed. You're telling me the end of the Mishnah says that maybe par, the Kohen Gadol still brings a par. If so, what do I need the ratio for? Choto, if he did the chet when he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he was removed from his position, you have to tell me that he still brings the par. Like once I have the safe of the Mishnah, the Chorab Shita, the ratio of the Mishnah. So what do I need the ratio of the Mishnah for? Madach a Kohen Gadol when he was removed, and then he does the chet, so pshit if he did the chet when he was a Kohen Gadol. Samara says true, but the Lashon, our Lashon is, Mishum de Ketoni Gabi Nasi, because the Mishnah has to say the difference about a king, about a Nasi. Tichiova minisi Yusai, because when a Melech, if he is first removed, Viyacha kachoto, and then he first does the chet, after he's removed, kehedyit, he has a loch like a hedyit. So since there's a difference between a melech and a Kohen Gadol, that's why it says it in two cases. That's our girsa. Rashi has a little bit, different girsa. Rashi just says, "Kamash lo nishtachrin tzrich lemeim adachoto." Yeah. Lekashim shemutoni gavi nosi ki yava midulosoi viyacha kachoto. Ki hedyit maisi sasardach aminoch ki choto v'yachakach over naisi nami ki hedyit. As real, the question is, so what do I need the ratio of the Mishnah altogether for? Only say the sefer. Just say the sefer, the chil between a melech and a Kohen Gadol. So the chiddush is, because once it says by a melech that if he does the chet after he's removed, he's ki hedyit, so I have to have the ratio to tell me the chiddush that by melech, if he does the chet when he's a melech and then he's removed, that he brings a korban al the melech. Because I would have thought to say that you see in the sefer when the chet is done, when he's removed, he's kehedyit. So maybe even if he did the chet when he was a melech, but then he was removed, he should also be kehedyit. So I need the ratio to teach me no. So the chedushim of the Mishnah is by the melech, that when the melech did the chet when he was a melech and then removed, he still brings a korban like a melech. But if he did the chet after he was removed, then he has a locha like a hedyit. So since it says two cases by the Melech, it says already two cases by the Kohen Gadol. Now, turning the Gabi Nosi Mashiach here. Maybe part. Now, Minoah Nemili, how do we know these Yisaitis? Minoah Nemili, the Tana Rabbonin, not like this. The Brisa says, the Pasuk says, Vehikriv al Chatosoi. Malamed Shemevi Chatosoi Mishovar. He's talking about a Kohen Gadol. It says, Vehikriv al Chatosoi. Mashmon the chet that he did even before, or he does later. Any chet that a Kohen Gadol does, he has to bring a par. So that's Hikriv al Chatosim, Malamit Shemevi Chatosoi Mishovar. Sheyochus, otherwise I would have thought, without the pasuk, I would have thought to say, Valoi Dino, it's a svar like this. Oma Nosi, Maduch the Melech, Shemevi Bishigas Maisa. A Melech, when he does an Avera, Stam Bishoigig, he made a mistake, he thought this Chalev was Shumin, without a Psak Halacha. Stam he goes to eat Chalev, because he thinks it's Shumin, so he brings a korban shemevi b'shigigas ma'is alone. Still ain mevi chatosim mishovar. That once he was removed, if the king now does a chet, he does not bring a special korban. He's only like a hedyit. If so, Mashiach, a Kohen Gadol for sure should be like this. Shein mevi b'shigigas ma'is. Normally, if he made a mistake and ate chelu because he thought it was shumin, he's potter from the korban. Elo al helem davar im shigas maisa. A Kohen Gadol has a special halacha that he has to first paskin wrong. There has to be a psak halacha that he made helem davar, and then he actually eats the chaylev. That's when he's chayiv. So you see, there's more chumradik halachas by Kohen Gadol like kol shekain. Isn't it for sure for svara in svara that if the Kohen Gadol was removed and then he does the chet, that he should be potter from a korban, or at least not like a Kohen Gadol, only like a hedyit. Therefore, Talmud Leim, I need this passage that teaches me and says, "V'hikriv al chatosay, mashveni chet that he does or that he did." Melamed comes to teach us this passage, "Shemevi al chatosay mishovar," that a Kohen Gadol, even after he's removed, still he has to bring a special power. He brings his chet from even mishovar. So that's what the passage teaches us. Now the Gemara is, once I have the Pasuk by a Kohen Gadol, v'naisinami nosim mikal v'chomer, I should learn out a melech from a Kohen Gadol with a kal v'chomer. Oma Moshiach, ma, just like by the Kohen Gadol, shein meiv b'shigas maisa, he does not bring a korban if he just made a mistake. He has to have a psak halacha first. Still, maybe chatis mishavar, even after he was removed from a Kohen Gadol, if he does the chet first, then he still has to bring a special korban tar. He still have a kal v'chomer. Nosi the melech, shemei v'chatosu b'shigas maisa, a melech brings the korban just with a shaygig alone, without a psak halacha. Stam, the melech made a mistake and thought that this chaylev was shumin, so the locher is his chayv a korban. If so, ainud, so you see it's more kal. It's easier for a melech to bring a korban. If so, ainud din, isn't it a svaro, shemei v'chatosu mishavar, that even after the melech was removed, still he has his special halacha, that he has to bring a soyer, the bedafka soyer. Talmud Lema, this the pasuk says, asher nosi yechetu. Mashmas tasha pasuk asher nosi. When he was a melech, he did the chet. So he darshen kishu nosi in. Only if he does the chet when he's a melech, does he have a special korban. But kishu hedjit loy, but if he does the chet after he was removed, and now he's really a hedjit, he does not have the special korban of the soyer. That's these two psukim that only a kohen gadol still has his chiyuv of a par, and not a nosi. By the melech, the pasuk says, "Asher nosi yecheter," only if he's a king at the time when he does the chet. Now the Mishnah says, "Choto ad shloin nisman." What about the opposite way? Let's say the regular kohen or regular person did a chet, v'yachakach nisnanu, and then either he became a kohen gadol or else he became a melech. Sarei elo kedyotis. They're like a hedyot, that since at the time when they did the chet, they were not appointed yet, so their korban is like a regular korban, a kisva or a sira. Rabbi Shimon says, im noida lohem, achilei nismanu chayovim. True, if they know that they did the chet before they were appointed, so comes out both they did the chet, and they have a yediyah. They knew now that they did the chet before they were appointed, so pshita the chayav a korban like a regular hedyot. What's going to be? Umisha nismanu. Let's say they first found out that they did the chet after they were appointed. This kohen did the chet before he was appointed a kohen gadol, but he did not realize it till after he was appointed. So Rabbi Shimon says pturin. He got potter from the korban, because according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have the chet and the idea at the same position. Like you have to do the chet and the idea when you're a hedyot. Here, if you did the chet when you're a hedyot and the idea was when you were a kohen gadol or a melech, you're potter from the korban. Now, Ezel Nasi, who is the Nasi? Ze melech. Here the Mishnah says clearly, the Nasi is the king. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Mikol mitzvah Hashem alekov, about the Nasi, and with Arshin, Shein agabov elo Hashem alekov. The only higher position than the Nasi is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means he has the highest position in Klal Yisrael, which Bizman, there was the melech, that was the melech. Bizman, there's no melech. The Nasi is also the president, the highest position in Klal Yisrael, that's the Nasi. Now, how do we know this Yisoid, that if he does the chet beforehand, that they have a look like a hedyot? The Rabbonin, im ha-koyin ha-moshiach yecheto, li-ashmas, so prat le-koydmas, that not if he did a chet before, mashmim ha-koyin, if the kohen gadol does the chet. Rashi says, "Chota b'mshichusai, who the maybe par? Only if he did the chet when he's a kohen gadol, but not if he did the chet before." But really, v'aloi dinu, it's a svara. For him, it's more kal, it's more easy to bring a korban. He brings it by regular shigas maisa. Still, ain maybe ala koydemes. We'll soon see why. But a king does not bring a chet, his sawyer, for the chet he did before when he was a hedyot. If so, Moshiach, the kohen gadol, shein maybe elam dover, im shigas maisa. He's more chomer, he only brings a korban if there was first a wrong psak, he passed it wrong, and then he did the action. If so, ain din shiobi al akademis, isn't it a svar out of posik that a kohen gadol should not have to bring a special par if he did the chet before he was a kohen gadol? So what do I need a posik for? So Mora says no.
Loyim omarta, not if I said, binosi, maybe by a king it's special, shekenein maybe chatosoi mishaveros, like the Mishnah before. If the king, when he's removed, and then he does the chet, he does not bring the special korban. Toyom be Mashiach, mashenke by a kohen gadol we had before, shemevi chatosi mishavar, that even after he's removed from being a kohen gadol, still he brings a special korban par. If maybe hoyul maybe chatosi mishavar, since he has a special korban even after he's removed, maybe before also, yovi al akademis, maybe if he did a chet before he was appointed, and now he's appointed the kohen gadol, maybe he should bring now the way he is nepar. On this Talmud Lomar, I need a pot. Teach me no. It says Hamashiach. The Mitzchut Kishu Mashiach, maybe. Only if he did the Chet when he was already a Kohen Gadol. But Kishu Hedyit, then maybe. If Shasi did the Chet, was only a Hedyit, then he does not bring the carbon power. Betanya Nam learned the same type of a Joshua, Tanya Nam Migabi Nosi, by the Melech, Kai Gavna. But the Pasuk says, Asher Nosi Yechete, Prat L'Kaidmus, that not if the king did an Avera before he was appointed. Because really, I don't need this pasuk. Haloi dinu really should be a svaro. Omam Moshiach, learn it out from a kohen gadol. Omam Moshiach, shemei vichatosi mishavar. Even after he's removed, the kohen gadol brings a special power. Still, we just had the pasuk that any maybe ala kaidmis that it says asher im akayin haMashiach yechata. Only if he's a kohen gadol and not for the chet he did before. If so, nosi the melech. Shein may be chatosi mishavar. A melech does not bring a chet when he's removed. Without a pasuk, shlo yovi al akoidmis, he should not bring a special soyer for the chet that he does before he was appointed. Samar says no. Mala Mashiach, you know why kain god was different. Shekainain maybe b'shekias maisa. Maybe because he does not bring for shkogo long. He has to have always the helim dover. So therefore, it's a chumra that a chet he did before he spot him. But the Yom HaBinosi made Melech is different. Shemevi b'shigas maisa that a Melech brings just for Shkog alone without a Psak. Hoyel maybe b'shigas maisa. Yobi alakredma since he brings for Shigas maisa alone. Maybe also we could bring on Aver he did before he was appointed. Talmud Lema, this apostle says no. Asher nosi yechete. Shechoto bareyu nosi. It has to be that he did the Chet when he was a king already. But v'loy shechot of yedeu hedyit. Now that Pashas he did the chet, he was a hedyit, and he's appointed later, even though he has the yedeu later, still he's potter from a korban. Tana Rabban, the pasuk says, asher nosi yechete. So chutz mashma, that the nosi should and will do a chet. And the Torah is telling you, for sure a nosi will do a chet. So yochul gzer, I would have thought that it's like a gzer of a kosiv, that the nosi, the melech, has to do a chet. And that's the shver. Why should I say this? Talmud Lomar no. It says another pasuk: Im haKohen haMashiach yechetem. If the Kohen Gadol does the chet, so ma'al halon likish yechetem just means if he does the chet, not that there's a mitzvah he has to do the chet. Is afkan here also by nosi by the melech likish yechetem? Just means to say if he does the chet, he has to bring a korban, but not that like there's a mitzvah for him to do the chet. We'll soon see. It's not so far off. Omamar, what we just say, Yochul Gzeira, I would have thought to say it's a Gzeira that the Melech has to do a Chet. Gzeira, the Hechet Teisa, what's the Havim mean? Why should I think that mean? Ayin, yes. Ashkechon, we found, the Pasuk says, Benosati Neged Saras, the base Eretz HaChazaskan, that I'm going to put a Neged Saras in your houses in Eretz Yisrael. So, Beshuri Ilhem, you know this is news for them, Shen Negoyim Boim Aleim, that they're going to have Negoyim, different Rebbe Yehuda. And the Pasuk is telling you what's going to be. That they're going to do Chatoyim, and they're going to have Negoyim. Rebbe Shimon Oimer, no, the Pasuk means to say, Prat L'Nigay Oinsim. It's a drosha here, that when is there Tumas Nega in the house, if the Nega comes by itself, but not by an Oinis. We'll soon see what an Oinis means. Not Prat L'Oinsim. Rashi says it means, Shimbo Negoyim Adei Nefich HaShed, the loy mitame, if some shade comes in the house, a demon comes there, and makes marks on the walls, that has no tumas negoyim. So Mor says, lav, yes, so lav om Rabbi Yehuda, the shura, it's in Rabbi Yehuda, the surah, that this is the Torah is teaching you, telling us what's going to happen, that there will be negoyim in your houses. So maybe Hochinami Yemakzeri, but the Torah is telling us Yishino is going to be that the Nasi is going to do a chet. Therefore, I need this Jerusha to say no. Ksiv, it says im by a Kohen Gadol. So just like by a Kohen Gadol just means if, here also by Nasi means if. That is more to the Rav Shimon. Nige Yoinsin, Miloy Metam, is it true what you're saying that by Nige Yoinsin there's no tumor? I have what Tanya we learned. Odom Kiye, it says Odom has a Nega in his body. So Minadi Bovielch, the Nechus Legoyim only apply after Matan Torah and not before. Baloy Dinu, really it's a Svaro. Tomei Bezav, Tomei Benigoyim. There's Tumas Zav upon a person and Tumas Legoyim. Ma Zav Minadi Bovielch. Just like Tumas Zav only applies after the Sinas HaTorah, if a person was Tomei before, he would not be Tomei afterwards. Is after Negoyim, the same thing, the parasha of Negoyim, min adibu v'yelich, is only after Nesinus HaTorah. So what do we need a pasuk for? No, lo yimamata b'zav shekeinein metama b'yoynis. A zav, he's not tama b'yoynis. If he eats too much food or he jumps, and then he sees zav, there's no tuma zav by a man. Tiyoma b'negoyim, ashenkin by Negoyim that you have in your house, on your body, she metama b'yoynis. Even though it comes b'yoynis, even though you scratch yourself, and it comes b'yoynis, still it has tumor. So Tamlov, therefore need the Pasik, Odom Kiya, there we dash in Minadib of Yelch, that this parasha only applies after the Sinas HaTorah. But I call upon him, you see there's Tumas Negoyim, even Bionis. So Mara says, Rav Omar, Rav says that we dash in before Pratlam Nigay Oinsim means Pratlam Nigay Ruchos. It just means if a Ruach, if a shade comes and makes a Nega, then there's no tumor. But even if it happens, by the person, let's say he just scratches himself, or he hits himself, and because of that, the nega comes, he will have tumor. It's only a tour of ruchas.
Why don't we say that this was really a person?
Yeah. We have papu kshofim. It only means that what he meant to say before was, if a kshofim, through a kishuf, if that's the way you make a nega, then it has no tumor. But even beyond this, it has tumor. The Pasuk says, Asher Nosi Yechete, Prat L'Choyla. Not if he's sick. Mashma, if the king is sick, he's not called the king anymore. So Mar says, why? Mishum Hevi L'Choyla, Itchila Minisiyusa. Just because the king became sick, is that a reason he's not a king anymore? So what if he's sick? If he does the Chet now, still he should have to bring the Korban to Sayer. Amar Avavdimi Bar Choma, Prat L'Nosi Shenitzara. It means to say, Lafuke, if the king becomes a Mitzara. If he comes to Mitzvah, he has Saras on him, and that's off course, then he's removed from being a king. Shneem the Pasuk says, Vayinaga Hashem as a melech, Vayihi Mitzvah ad yoy moisoi, Vayesha bebeis hachoshis. He sat in the free house, Vayoysom ben a melech ala bois. He was over the house. Now, me to come in beis hachoshis, he sat now in the freedom, so Michlal, it's mashma diyad hashta evet hevi. He was an evid.
But up until now he was a melech, and like we'll soon see the next case, a melech is considered like an evid. When you have a shorora, you're an evid. So it means now he became freed, so now that he became a mitzvah, he is no more melech. The Mor says, Ki hod Rabbi Shmuel, at this mitzvah with the Hogdar Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua.
The Azli Bisvinta, they both go traveling in the ship. Bahadi the Rabbi Gamliel. His Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel were traveling in the ship. Now, with Rabbi Gamliel, have a pita. He had some bread with him. And behind the Rabbi Yeshua have a pita the sultan. He had bread and flour. Now, Sholem pita the Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel finished his bread. So, what is he going to eat now? So, Somach and Rabbi Yeshua had a 50-pound bag of flour. So, Somach has sultan to Rabbi Yeshua. He said, please give me 5 pounds of flour. And he baked himself some bread. So, Amalei, so Rabbi Yeshua said, me heavy yadas, the heavy lawn, Akuba Kulihai, like how come you're so smart to know to bring flour that you know will be here so long? This is the Sultan. Omalei, he said, Rabbi Yeshua said back, listen, Koichot Echot, there's one star in the skies, a star, that Lishivim Shonoila, it comes up once in 70 years, Umisoyel Alasvin Alasvanim, Viyamarti, Shemayala Viyasaw, and it makes the Svinas, it makes the shipmen lose their position. They don't know how to travel. So that's what happened here also, that the star came up, and the people traveling, the shipmen, lost his the directions. And that's why we're here so long.
Okay, okay, okay. So he says that's that's why I knew to took to take extra food. Oh Malay, so the Gamliel said back to Yeshua, Kol kach biyotcho, you're so smart, you know all this. Tiyata oyma besvino, and you have to go on the ship. And Rashi explains, what are they going on the ship for? To do business. He had to go to sell things. He went on the ship. Like, what are you doing on the ship? You should be back learning Torah. It's interesting. Why? Because this mice, I mean, he was a god ladder. He was a god anyway without this. But through this chachma, he asked him, what are you doing here? Omalei said, listen, Achata tame alive before you wonder about me. Tame shnei talmidim. Sheesh tochob yabosha. Listen, you, Rav Gamliel, you have two talmidim back home. And the names are Rav Leza Chasmo, Rav Yechlin ben Gudgodo. She yoidim leshar desol smart. They know how to calculate kama tipois yesh piyam. How many drops of water there are in the ocean? They can tell you. And v'ein lempas lecha. They don't have any bread to eat. V'le'degelubash. They're very poor. They don't have clothing to wear. Take care of them. So nos and daitoy liyashivim brush. So when Gamliel came back, he had in mind now to make them to raise them, to raise their position, that they should be taken care of. They won't have to worry about money. So Loishivim Brosh. So Kishola, when Yom Gamliel came back, Sholach Lem, he called for these two Tamidim. Olay Bo, first they didn't want to come. They knew what was happening. They didn't want to become appointed. They didn't want to have positions. Chosav B'Shol, he sent the second time of war. Then they, Omer Gamliel said to them, Kimdu Mimatem, Shesharon Inos Lechem, like you think I want to point you to give you shor to make you a gadol? That's why you're running away from shor. You're running away from this. Yishna avdu sani nois lachem. No, I'm giving you work. I'm making you an ed.
But the post-exertion, Emma,